What did you make of what the ESA have done?
Well, I think the first thing that we have to understand is that these rules around gender stereotyping have actually been in place for almost a year now. And this is the first time that the Advertising Standards Authority has chosen to enforce them. And I think they were right to do so for a couple of reasons. First of all, because we have to understand that adverts sell more than products. They sell social ideals of what it means to be attractive, what it means to be sexual, what it means to be normal. And the impact is what we call cumulative. So as we're walking around, our unconscious brain is picking up ideas from our environment. And if we're constantly being told that men do this and women do this, then that becomes part of our inbuilt belief system. And the second reason is that is particularly true of children. My day job is working in schools with young people. And we lay down most of our fundamental psychological programming before we're seven. So if you look at the world through a child's eyes, and think, what are we teaching children about a dad's role, a mum's role, a man's role, a woman's role? I think it's really important that they see diversity. So for that reason, I support what they've done.
The advertising agency, or at least one of them, was suggesting that this is essentially, look, it was a bit of humour in one case. It overrides common sense. The watchdog seems to be out of sync with society in general, and those who prepared the rules who are creative people. In other words, they think they've got it wrong. I mean, just is it going too far? Have we lost a kind of sense of humour about this, given the serious things that you're talking about?
I think people who make the censorship argument haven't really understood that capitalism has an agenda, and that agenda is to make as much money as possible. And in a lot of instances, the easiest way to extract money from people is to appeal to their worst instincts, to reinforce stereotypes, and to magnify their insecurities. And that's often what advertising is doing. And if the advertising industry is, as is being argued, full of the most creative brains on the planet, then I think they should be able to create something compelling and interesting and attention grabbing without having to defer to these really toxic, damaging ideas.
Isn't it true, though, however, that one of the reasons that stereotypes are stereotypes is that there's always a grain of truth in them? In other words, in the past, women have been tended to do more of the housework. Men have, like it or not, a reputation for not being so good with the kids. I appreciate you want to change that, but it's true that that is how some people see the world.
Well, there is such a thing as it's called neuroplasticity, and this works on the basis that your brain develops according to what you do. So let's say you're a young boy and you're being told that boys aren't carers, that they're not nurturing, that they don't show empathy. You won't be encouraged to develop those skills. So the chances are by the time you reach manhood, you may be less good at them. But that's only because of the way that society has shaped you. And I think gender equality is very often framed in terms of the way that women see the world and gender equality for women. But I'm actually part of an organization called the Men and Boys Coalition, and it looks at some of the more damaging aspects of our culture for boys and men. And one of the things that you hear consistently from men who are part of this group is, I want to take a more active role in childcare, but I live in a society that, first of all, doesn't structurally allow me to do that, and second of all, ridicules me for that, and advertising shouldn't be perpetuating it.
That's a very interesting point, Natasha. But I was struck when you were at the beginning of this conversation, when you talked about it, how it perpetuates the stereotypes and so on, and how pervasive this is. I remember Theresa May doing an interview on television when she said there's boy jobs and girl jobs. And I'm afraid many people do think like that, don't they? And there's nothing wrong with thinking that.
It was very interesting to me that the then Prime Minister of the country was talking about pink jobs and blue jobs, because traditionally, being Prime Minister would be seen as a blue job. But
at the time as well, actually. Yes, that does tend to have been a man job, pretty much, except for one exception.
It was very strange.
Yeah, that was strange.
But,
she was talking about taking the bins out, which I know from personal experience, men tend to do more of that than women. Whether that's right or wrong, that's another matter too. But what's the serious point here?
the serious point is, if that is how you want to order your household, that's absolutely fine. You should be free to split the labor within your house however you want to. But it's not genuine freedom of choice if you've had someone in your ear ever since you were old enough to understand telling you that men take out the bins and women do the cooking. That's not genuine equality unless you have another voice in your other ear telling you that it doesn't have to be that way.
Right. And so advertising does matter in all this, otherwise people wouldn't do it. Is that also the serious point, that advertising is an important part of our culture and it is attempting to sell something, but is also selling a way of life or a way of looking at life?
Advertising is incredibly powerful and it's everywhere. You know, just think about walking down a street and how many billboards and bus stops and rows of magazines and how much advertising you're exposed to online as well. It runs through our culture like the words on a stick of rock, and it is selling us ideas. And I think it's really important that those ideas serve us. They serve our well-being and they make us happy and balanced psychologically. And if anybody is interested in learning more about this, there's a brilliant documentary that you can find on YouTube by Dr. Jean Kilbourn, who is probably the only global authority academic on advertising and its impact on society.
Very interesting, Natasha. Good to talk to you. Thanks for joining us. Thank you. And now...